Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. While the European Union is acknowledging that they are missing the boat on biotech crops, the Australian New Zealand Food Authority is backing genetically modified foods, saying that they are as good as their natural counterparts and free of danger. Visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. Now for today's commentary. I talked last week about the Farm Bill and the criticism that is received. The Washington Post called it the mother of all pork. Well, let me lead off by complimenting Secretary Veneman for her strong and effective defense of the bill. I know how hard it is to give birth to a Farm Bill. I know that with all the different ag interest groups fighting for their special provisions, that you cannot satisfy everyone. You cannot completely satisfy anyone. Let me point out the first interest group that we have no obligation to satisfy is the European Union. The European Union's criticism of the cost of our Farm Bill was the most outrageous complaint raised. It's a simple fact. Our Farm Bill continues with roughly the same amount of support as we've been providing our farm sector over the past 4 years. $19.1 billion per year compared to $62 billion in Europe, $31 billion in Japan. Here's a message to our trade partners and competitors. Don't throw stones while living in glass houses. House Agriculture Committee Chairman Larry Combest made an important point. We don't want to go into the next round of trade negotiations with a weak farm bill. If we all give up something, well, that's fair. If we have already given up too much, we won't have anything to bargain with. Of course, it remains to be seen how the bill works in the real world. There are so many unknowns. The fact is that no farm bill ever works exactly as planned. The glue that holds this bill together is a commitment to conservation. According to Secretary Veneman, this farm bill represents the single most significant commitment of resources towards conservation on private lands in our nation's history. I agree, and who can be against that? And finally, President Bush gives the bill his vote of confidence. Let's give it a chance. Until next week, I am John Block, reporting from Washington.